Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. The Game and Fish Commission approves funding for a warm and cool water fish production facility near Casper. Stay tuned. During their March meeting, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission voted to approve a recommendation from Game and Fish to fund the Dan Spies Warm and Cool Water Facility Expansion Project in the Casper region. Game and Fish Fisheries Division Chief Alan Osterlund says that while the main objective of the project is to establish a facility in Wyoming for producing warm and cool water fish species and reduce reliance on out-of-state sources for those fish, construction would also serve an important secondary purpose in helping mitigate the introduction of aquatic invasive species from other states. Each year, nearly 1.5 million fish and up to 11 species of warm, cool water fish are brought in from out-of-state facilities in Arkansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. Osterlund says that while each shipment of imported game fish is carefully inspected and culled for any invasive species, a local hatchery would further mitigate this risk. He notes that as AIS are being discovered in a growing number of states importing fish to Wyoming, the risk of importing game fish into the state increases. He says every year that we are able to prevent AIS from making it to our waterways, I think we're further ahead as far as the science is evolving and capabilities are evolving as well. Additionally, he says the facility would provide waterways with game fish that would continue to establish Wyoming as a premier location for anglers. The state-of-the-art facility will include dark and light production rooms, isolation rooms, and advanced water conditioning systems. These facilities would include annual production for 1.28 million walleye, 100,000 crappie, 60,000 bluegill, 36,000 largemouth bass, and 10,000 tiger muskie. Sletten Construction of Wyoming will be awarded the project after submitting the lowest bid at $20.8 million, which is in line with the engineer estimate. Commission Vice President Rusty Bell says ultimately the hatchery is an essential component of both AIS mitigation and angling opportunities in the state. Bell says this is bigger than just aquatic invasive species. It's about stocking what we want to stock in our fisheries and about getting kids and families out to fish. He says this is never going to cost less than right now, and it probably will be exponentially more expensive if we wait. Following the approval from the commission, construction is expected to begin in September 2026, completion slated for October 2027. First walleye production is expected to begin in April 2028. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.